Well, I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour.
You're clear for takeoff.
Craft beer podcast. I am Mikey.
I'm the beardless brewer.
Beard of Brewer 87. Matt.
I'm Dave.
Dave's here.
Dave is here.
Dave Lintalia.
This is not the Dave you're looking
here
for.
To drink craft beer, talk about craft beer. And advise you what beers to look out for, and also listen to the listeners when they take over the show.
Fucking take it over.
All them things. Let's get you caught up. I hope you're having a beer with us, or this is just making your workday slightly better. We had during our tailgating session, we had a Tioga Sequoia Brewings from downtown Fresno, California.
Really?
99 Golden Ale. Their new look, the label refresh. For those that don't know, there is in the middle of California, which is right near us on Highway 99 in between Madera and Fresno. There is a, to signify the border of Northern California and Southern California, there is a pine tree on the northern side and a palm tree on the southern side. And that is when you're crossing through the center of the state. And if you look on, it's like past about Avenue 8 and 99. And it's right there in the middle. And this is now on the label instead of the... Instead of the Day of the Dead guy, I want to say
Skeletor.
Some people nickname him Bones.
Skeletor.
Nice. Skeletor.
But yeah, I mean, it's most places. I mean, it's to signify a place that you can relate to, and the 99 connects a lot of beautiful towns together, as well as that's like it's kind of a significant thing. It's you know, you can go to forests up north, or you could go to more tropical destinations southern. California is kind of a lot of things in one.
Yep. That's cool. It's a good-looking new label.
You want to go down and see the bros, or go up north and see where it's hella cool?
See the backpacking hoes?
Thought you were still somewhere else, yeah. Bros or hoes?
Hey, bros or hoes? Are there hoes up north? Is that what you're telling me?
The same
mountain hose.
The same
mountain
gold, hose. Same golden ale goodness that always from 99.
New look, same great taste.
Is that where the Debbie Gibson reunion's at?
Rock them all.
We also, Dave Rentalia donated to the show a Drake's. Oh my God. Drake's.
One of those guys.
Drake's Brewing out of the Bay Area of California. Jolly Roger Leonardo. Imperial Coffee Stout 2014, bro. Yeah. Aged a couple years, man.
Aged properly. Not like BevMo aged. It was like...
forgot about these in the back.
Yeah, yeah. Purposely
special
aged.
Release.
Purposely aged. Not just
on the back loading dock.
Under...
Even the hobos won't touch it. It's so warm.
Where was it? On the radiator? I don't know. Put it on the shelf.
I think that was still great beer. Lost maybe its coffee, but that alcohol burn was pretty gone. Pretty easy.
It mellowed a little bit.
Yep.
Sonic Foamer brought it back.
Yeah, we did. The Sonic Foamer is back this week. And also, we got double. Does Beer Camp 12 packs? They're double of everything this year. It's just six different beers. Doubled up, and so we still have that to get through. The Sweet Sunny South table beer from this year's Beer Camp 12 pack, and yeah, we drank it.
Suffered through it. Fruity, I mean, drank it.
Fruity. So now, all right, we're up to date. Now it's time for something new.
Oh wow! Ooh, false start.
Let's go! Little
premature goldulation.
False start, everyone.
Goldulation.
Put the cap back on.
We need to redo this. Take two. Ooh.
What it's we my got turn here for the going, top pour. Yeah, no, you're getting second pour.
Second pour.
Second pour is just like...
You're still getting a top-er pour.
Top-ish pour.
Top-ish. Second to top.
So for this was donated by rest. Pete and Michelle, as I call them, the Hawaiians. They dropped off a present, and it's the Tropical Bitch from Flying Dog.
Flying Dog. Don't have a lot of Flying Dog on
it. I'm not sure if the Raging Bitch is also a Belgian, or if because it's Tropical Bitch, if it's Belgian.
So we're talking about Southern California again.
All right,
cool.
There we go, Belgium.
Wait, I thought the hoes were north.
It's California. They're everywhere.
Oh, right.
That's David Lee Roth.
Everyone's got their Tropical Bitch from Flying Dog.
Wow, Mikey passed over a David Lee Roth.
But maybe this will replace your...
I threw it out there for him.
I know.
Maybe this will replace your grapefruit sculpin for you.
Pineapple and mango juices with passion fruit flavor added.
No, they really went in there with all three then. Most breweries are just trying to do one of those flavors into a beer.
You know, craft beers jumped the shark when Jamba Juice adds it in as a blend-in option. Would you like some craft beer in your tropical passion fruit smoothie?
Yeah, actually.
Matter of fact, shit.
It's hiding the Belgian rather well.
Would you like a protein boost in this tropical bitch? How about an immunity shot?
Yeah.
Some buckwheat?
Could I get the cold buster, please?
I'm getting the Belgian, but...
Colon buster? Got
colon
it.
Colon buster. Extra pruny.
That's a porter, right?
The
colon. Why to have this when you could have one bowl of colon blow?
Colon blow. The colon and spinach IPA. Colon. Kale and spinach IPA.
Speaking of jumping the shark.
Speaking of.
You were saying, Mike?
I can see I'm going to have to be the designated driver on this episode already.
Yeah, where's your tangent?
Tangent. I'm gonna break the tangent music. This I can already tell.
Officially changed my prediction from lagers from the summer beer to kale and spinach IPA.
God. Kale and spinach IPA.
Not your father's salad.
Not your father's colon blow.
If it's going to be kale, it has to be a fucking Pilsner. Cause
kale pills?
Kilsner?
Give me a kale pills, bro.
A Kalesner, please.
A Kilsner.
Can I have a Kalesner?
Oh, a Kilsner. That has a ring to it. Give me a Kilsner.
No opinions on this... tropical bitch.
I'm enjoying it. I don't really find anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe it's 8%. God damn.
Oh, wow. That is surprising.
Really?
It hides Belgian and it hides the booze.
I find it a tad bit malty to be. It either needs to be drier to be fruity or less fruity to be this malty.
Okay.
This is probably the best Flying Dog I've had in my opinion, my humble opinion, beer opinion. Mm-hmm.
We need a fact checker. Make sure Flying Dog is still indie.
Yeah, I don't know. I never hear anything. Who's I think I've said them? This before about Flying Dog, but like I never. Nobody really talks about them either. Or like nobody says I don't like Flying. No, just like they just fly under the.
They're like hipster indie.
Like
they,
yeah, nobody.
As soon as you talk about it, I'm not cool anymore. Fuck those guys.
Been
cool
doing thing, it for 10 years and still only have 50 people that care.
Yeah, the employees.
The cool thing about them, though, is
and their moms.
I mean, every company has like some sort of marketing company or graphic designer that makes their labels and stuff, but they're one of the few people that it's a legitimate artist, and he's like in his 70s, I think. So this guy's been making this kind of art for probably ever, and they hooked up with Flying Dog. So he gets to make all these crazy kind of late-night Cartoon Network labels.
Unique label work.
You two are the closest to my age. You and I are about the same age. Do you remember there were books when we were kids called Scary Stories to Chill Your Bones or something like that, and they did like three of them.
Ooh.
And I don't remember inside, those. They would have random pictures, and they all kind of looked like this.
So you're saying that's the guy?
I know that artwork always felt familiar to me, but I didn't know why. So I don't know, maybe that's
I'm
going
to have to Google it while we're talking about something else.
Well, it's time for some culture. Let's get some beer culture in us before before we get anywhere else. I'm always out with the missus, producer Becky.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Or whoever, really. Doesn't matter. But I mean, when you're out with your significant other, it's a little more serious. But like, how do you guys balance like your beer social media while you're out somewhere with beer and not pissing off whoever you're with, sitting at the table with? Like, it's one thing when you're at a table with a bunch of beer geeks, nobody's going to care. But like, when you're with somebody that like completely doesn't give a shit about what you're doing with your beer and needing to take a picture of your beer and checking in your beer and Instagramming your beer, like how, like, do you guys even have a system set up where to not get in trouble, but still do it?
Somehow. My wife's pretty accepting of it. Sometimes she even reminds me to check in. Hey, did you get that picture?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like, and she does not partake. She does not like beer. Ciders are as close as I can get to her drinking something fizzy in a pint glass. Hmm. But she's like, hey, did you get that picture? Do you want to check out this place? They might have beer. I'm like, whoa, who are you?
Your wife's cool.
Yeah.
Got the cool wife.
Scored, bro.
Scored. Especially when you have somebody that's not, she's not a beer geek, but still is just like, oh yeah, let's go check this
out. I think she realizes it's for the show, usually, yeah. So.
Yeah, that buys me some wiggle room.
It's for the shoe.
The blogging and social media for the show buys me a little bit, but yeah. Only so much. Like, I know where how far I can go, and it's usually like very quick. Like, sometimes I'll try to do. I'm not try to getting good at doing it under the table.
Like, I'm posting here. I'm not drop doing my anything, napkin.
Not doing anything under here.
Where's your beer on the floor?
I have to go pee again.
Bathroom
looks like
shot.
I gotta go to the bathroom again.
Looks like some guy's at the car. I'm gonna go check on it.
Why are you taking your beer?
I don't want it to get warm.
Yeah.
They'll take it from you if you leave it.
Right. Yeah. Leave it unattended. They'll just take it.
My wife drinks more than I do when it comes to craft beer. Like, she really, and she's not the one, she doesn't tweet a lot. She doesn't Instagram a lot, but she's really big on her Untappd. So she'll put stuff on those. Mm-hmm, and she really,
Untappd handle?
Oh, thanks for putting him on the spot, fucker. I don't know.
Ah, oh, dude. What kind of husband are you? Don't know your wife's Untappd handle.
I give her privacy.
Privacy.
Good. That's good.
Privacy.
She really uses it for, like, I guess the purpose they intended it for. So she remembers if she had something, how she liked it.
Yeah. Did I like
she
it?
She really does that a lot. So she, I don't really have to think about it too much. I mean, but a lot of times if I get the look, like, why are you on your phone? I'll just take the picture, put it away, and do it later.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of do a later.
That's the key is like, and now, but I think early on it wouldn't let you do it, but now you can usually check into a venue and not be there, not be in the area where it used to be, where you had to be in the general vicinity. Otherwise you couldn't do it.
It showed a proximity.
Yeah.
What's around you.
But now you can
been able to hard Instagram search a location.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought at one point, if you tried to do a location, if it wasn't around you,
yeah,
it
wouldn't show.
You can't quick pick it if you're not around you, but you could always punch it in.
Yeah. You could search it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're just dumbass,
isn't it? I don't know.
Hey, dummy.
I'd like to go back in time a few years.
I need an iPhone 4. Anybody with an iPhone 4 has not been updated?
Yes.
If you have an iPhone 4, you're just back. You can see stuff from the past.
That's ironically, that's the iPod. That's the Pandora thing at work.
Is
the iPhone 4.
I've got an old iPhone that works as our soundboard.
Does that iPhone have a rotary dial on it? Jeez. No?
Is your iPhone cold transfer?
Come on.
What?
Dave, some of your jokes are not funny.
Well, sometimes.
You know what? No one's perfect.
Okay, so obviously, my take on it is, obviously, I am a single gentleman, and that has existed because of
of your checking in. Like, nobody likes this guy.
It might not be a secret, but I'm probably the most sociable between the three of us on the podcast. And
out and about.
Out and about. So it, you can usually see the difference of where I hang out. If you catch me at a yard house or something like that, chances are I'm hanging out with a person that probably just wants to hang out with me, mm-hmm. doesn't want to be interjected. But if I'm going to the places like Goldstein's or Spokeasy and, or, you know, breweries and stuff like that, chances are people have the disclaimer sheet already that's saying, hey, I don't know who I'm going to run into. They could pull me aside. And that's just, that's what happens. I go to Goldstein's. I could run into 2 to 3 people that, you know, like the show. I could see the regular customers. I could see the day drinkers. I could see this, you know, friends and tower could show up. Who knows? And I could be pulled 1,000 different ways. And it's really hard for me to give dedicated attention to. And I've been ridiculed for that before. And I try to separate those as much as possible, unless somebody is very understanding, which can be kind of hard to find.
I've been witness to this, and actually, yeah. I think it's kind of funny because I think I'd say I've met a good dozen people just from standing next to him. Yeah. That I talk to like on a regular basis, because there's all walks of life that will pull him, and or mm-hmm. they'll come wherever we're standing, and he's like, "Oh, this is Dave," and then I meet somebody new. I'm like, "Well." Fuck being social. I'll stand next to Matt. I'll meet all kinds of people that
way. Yes, and that does happen. If you want to meet people, hang out with me. I don't strive to, you know, to be humble. I don't strive to just be like, everybody talk to me. But, you know, it does. A fair amount of people do come up to me, and it's humbling. But
you're on the first date, and you've got a really good beer you've never checked in before. Mm-hmm. And what do? You did not do anything. Do you get on your phone at all?
I find that my issue on dates is not necessarily being on my phone. It still boils down to not talking about everything I could possibly talk about. So, and I have
you know that beer's been cold chancered, right? I know that because I know it's beer.
But see, that's fine. That's me talking about things that interest me.
Did you notice Sierra Nevada is still on the import draft list and not see? The yeah. domestic draft list?
Did you see this? Did you see this on this menu?
Those are also things that interest me and make point of me talking to a female there. Yeah. It doesn't matter that I took the two, you know, I Instagrammed my food, I Snapchatted my beer, and I checked into Untapped. That is given a free pass on the date. It's like, gosh, you don't talk that much. That's still the hang-up point.
I get that from my wife all the time.
Yeah.
And you're every one of us probably gets that.
It's like, I woke up and the mail came early. That's about my day.
That's what she said.
No, not the mailman, the mail.
Oh, I thought you meant M-A-L-E.
Right.
Hear me out. Watch this. The waitress isn't going to know anything about the beer I order. Do you have the Dust Bowl's new IPA. I'm sorry. Let me check. See, told ya.
I have to watch out for
There's
that one
20
too.
Minutes.
You have to be careful about that one because you. That's a thing. You can go to a place. I'm not going to name the place, but you could go there and you could look at the draft wall and you go, okay, I'll still ask them about the rotating, and they're like, oh, I think it's a Kolsch Amber Lager Stout, and you're like. They're all those.
It's not a thing.
Those are words and styles that exist, but it's probably only one of them.
That's not how any of this works.
Is there one person?
Based out.
Is there one person that looks like Nick Offerman that you can ask what's on draft?
Chances are he's not wearing the uniform of the place you're at. It's another regular. I know more than you.
I know more than you. That's been then. I think. Yeah.
A culture? So, I just had two things.
The answer is... There is no answer.
There is no answer.
Everybody has their own situation.
Who you're with. Situational social media.
Situational posting.
Situational posting.
So
situational Snapchat.
The Cost Plus World Market posted that they have their 25% off sale going on right now. So any of our beer friends that are looking to save a little bit of money, maybe this isn't the payday Friday. Maybe it's the alternate Friday. Make it beer Friday.
I think I will go to that.
I am not paid or endorsed by World Market. But if you post that you have 25% off beer, chances are you'll pique my interest. And I don't know. Did we talk about it last week? I don't know if we did, but there's been a lot of articles being posted about the Full Circle having new owners and stuff emerging about it.
Knew it was for sale.
We mentioned it. I don't think it was last week, though. We mentioned it a couple weeks, two, three weeks
ago. All I know is I ran in Kenny from Full Circle, and he said he's ready to kind of walk off into the sunset. He's waiting for the new guys to get in there. He said they're young, they're hungry, and he's kind of going to show them around the place and release it to them. And same thing, I've heard from other news sources that the new guys are kind of trying to absorb different perspectives from town as far as ways to brew and what they should do with the building. But from everything I understand, they kind of want to keep the character of the building, but kind of clean up the area around it and give a good experience to people.
That's going to be tough to do.
And in this, and I think even the Fresno Bee kind of wrote up an article about it saying,
I think Josh did, or I want to say Josh, or at least he linked to it.
But yeah, saying that, you know, Full Circle is going to get a revamp, Tioga's there, and we're working hard, and that Pendragon is still going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so that would put three breweries within a walkable distance in the near future. So
do we know who the guys are?
They have names, which I do not know, but
allegedly they have names.
There's two guys that are named, and they also say investors. But from my understanding, they're guys that are kind of more from a financial business management standpoint. I don't know if they have appreciation for craft beer or if they're homebrewers of any sorts, but it sounds like it's a, I mean, obviously you need to be smart with money to own a brewery. Cause if you are not smart with money and try to own a brewery, you're pretty much insane. So,
especially, I mean, the area is going to have a lot to do with it too. Where Full Circle is at, you're going to have to be pretty damn creative to make the most of that. So,
and I've heard that they've even talked to city officials about what they can do to maybe help the area. And they said, you know, they gave them kind of a site. They're like, they're all maybe, you know, 80% of what you deal with can be dealt with easily. And then there's that 20% that you need help, that there's help out there for that 20% that you run into, which that exists in downtown, but there
especially
is help
that
out there.
Corner. Yeah.
So, but you know, the
it's
busier
awesome building inside,
the busier that place gets, you know, the cleaner it has the possibility of being. That's just the state of downtown, you know, more eyes, more people, that just keeps things better. That's with anywhere, any city.
True, true.
Something new looking out for brewer in town. What else? What else is going out there?
That's what I got.
All right.
I don't know if you guys talked about this. I saw an article. It's been about 3 weeks or so that there's Target. First of all Target is right now is big name buyout beers, I've noticed, but they're getting a lot more of them. Like if you go to like the Target at Sean Marks, they've got like eight different used to be craft breweries there.
Yeah.
But then I saw this article
buyout
that said,
bear, bro.
Well, I mean, they've got a lot of New Belgian, and they're getting
your source for all your buyout
beer. Right? They're getting the
your
new
buyout beer headquarters. There's gonna be those new banners, like those craft beer headquarters banners. Now it's gonna be your buyout beer headquarters.
Well,
headquarters.
That's the thing that they said, there was a bunch of them. They're doing this thing across the country where they're gonna take a bunch of Targets and they're gonna build beer freezers. And they're going to have over 300 different kinds of beer in there.
What?
Dang.
Yeah. And it's going to range from, you know, obviously the huge macros all the way down to, they said, regional and local craft. So they'll, wherever it happens to be built, they'll buy regionally and locally in that area as well for that, for those stores. And I thought,
trust it.
That would be interesting to see in Fresno, because then I started thinking about it, and I was at the, I mean, I go to the Target at Sean Marks a lot, and they have that whole area on the side that used to be the garden section. That is the back of the refrigerators. It's the back of the whole cold section. And they could build that whole thing out and make it into a big walk-in. And I thought it'd be interesting to see something like that happen in Fresno and what they would actually do.
That's very true. Pretty much all the Targets in Fresno have an abandoned garden section that could be a nice bitchin' walk-in cooler.
And they're all backed up against their cold sections. So, I mean, I know Bullard and West is. I mean, Blackstone and Bullard, rather. Mm-hmm. Is that way?
Shields has one.
Mm-hmm. I think Clovis the only one that doesn't is Woodward Park, or Woodward Park, River Park, because they never built a garden section.
Yeah, it's
section.
A new, brand new building.
Yeah, they never had a garden section to begin with at that one. So
not an old convert, Montgomery Wards or whatever.
Oh, Monkey Wards.
But no, I mean, Target used to be the place, for people that don't know, that you would go to buy everything but beer because they never sold beer.
Yeah.
And within the past 10 years, they picked up some liquor and beer and wine. But I don't know how many people still go there to buy beer. I've heard it recently, and I still raise an eyebrow when somebody's like, yeah, I picked up this at Target the other day on sale. And I was like, well, that does exist. Target does have sales, and they do now sell beer. So
yeah, and it is by, I mean, you go there and you can buy Wolf Among Weeds. You can buy, you know, a lot of the Golden Road stuff. In fact, they even have
seems like it made it through corporate office.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, it's stuff that was almost indie beer, but Target didn't buy it until it was bought by someone else. That kind of thing. Like, it's not good enough yet because it's not owned by somebody big like us. But anyways, I thought it'd be cool to see if that could happen in Fresno and what they would actually bring.
I could see everybody that's married. I'm just going to go to Target. I'll get the toothpaste. And
I might be excited to go to Target.
I need a storage tote.
Get the six pack of Pliny and the toothpaste.
Ooh, Target Pliny.
Target Pliny.
Wouldn't that be ironic if that was the first place in Fresno to get Pliny?
Could you imagine?
It'd be Target. They could promise the cold regional storage and transfer.
Who promised cold transferring here?
Target cold transfers all our beer.
All right.
You're welcome for that
thought. See a big Target 18-wheeler going up to Russian River. My beer was
raunchy, Sam. Give me nothing but a minute. Just sit back and relax.
I'm just testing. I hope you'll vote in the next
election. Cold transfer. Cold transfer. To my soul. Cold transfer. From my soul. Sorry.
East Coast beers and Midwest beers, they got nothing on the cool West Coast beers. I'm thirsty. I can't handle it.
I can't wait
another 30 seconds.
Hasn't it been like an hour since we opened a beer?
Just about.
I'm already getting beer sweats over here.
I'm getting the meat sweats.
Bacon, what do we got there, Mikey? Bacon,
Melvin.
Bacon.
This is
who? I know that guy.
Wasn't Melvin a chipmunk?
That was Alvin.
No.
Alvin.
I love gold.
What was Melvin? Wasn't Melvin a kid from
Marvin
movie?
The Martian?
No, Marvin.
Melvin, 2x4, a double IPA. Oh, maybe I should not say that. Maybe we should play the
Nah, I think that's over.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
It's over.
Guess percentage is over. Well, it's a 9.9%.
This guy's guessing percentages?
Never heard of this Melvin. Where is this out of?
Where did this come from?
My name's Melvin.
So Gabe from now, which is Colorado, donated this to us.
It's been Colorado
He's
for a
been
while.
On the show before. Alpine, Wyoming. Mikey, calm yourself. It's a town in Wyoming. It's not Alpine Brewing.
To the roots.
Alpine has a new.
So it's from Alpine, Wyoming.
So yes, he is very picky about his IPAs. We have long drawn out conversations about how he cannot find California IPAs in Colorado, and
here we are.
So when he does bring beers to me, he's like, "These are good. Fear not." So. This was one of them that he brought to me, the 2x4, which is a cool little robot, wooden-looking dude on the can, Viking.
Yeah, like a wooden robot with Viking helmet and a saw. And he's sawing his own arm off because part of it is caught in something. That's cool.
But I thought that was a pretty cool can. I figured we should share it. And
it's caught in a cave, it looks like. So he's sawing his own wooden robot arm off to get out of there.
He's a good fella. He'll be like, I'm here for some Sherman and here's some beer. And I'm like, sir, say no more. We will take care of you.
Wait, he's here for some Sherman and some beer. Is that like a slight against Sherman, General Sherman?
No, he takes the Sherman home and he brings the beers to us.
Oh, okay.
So we get to try cool things and he gets to go home and have his Sherman rations. Before he has to go back to what's situational life. Or geographical.
It's an elephant.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. For 9.9?
It's a sailboat.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a booze, a little bit of a malt kind of sitting there, but it has a nice little hop burn to it.
Schooner is a sailboat. Damn, Mikey's putting it down.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Did you inhale it?
I downed that shit.
Is it cold transferred to your left lung or what?
All I said was. This is what I think.
Dry hop, die.
It's not dry hopped, I'm just saying.
Wow. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Dry hop or die.
Paul has got so much music for us that you're like, oh, yeah, that one.
Oldie but a goodie. Thank you from Paul from Fairfax.
Where is Paul?
Any more culture, boys, before we move on?
Cold transferred.
I guess you know.
Cold transfer. Poplos is hiring.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Poplos is hiring.
Poplos is hiring.
They're close. They're
if
June.
If you want to work next to the world's largest salad bar.
They're saying June. I took a picture.
Largest craft beer lineup.
I took a picture and I could hear like talking or whatever. I was like, should I bother them? See if maybe they'll let me in. I was like, no.
Oh, you're on location?
I won't
you're
bother.
You're the
yeah.
president. You damn well could have gone in.
Yeah, maybe. But and as we were driving off, I like caught a glimpse inside the patio and I saw booze like wrapped up.
Did you say booze? Like,
Booths. And I was like, Utes? Oh, shit. Is that the original booths? What is those new booths? What are those? And we were driving away already.
All I want to know is, do they have Mega Booth?
Mega Booth.
Does Mega Booth still exist?
I want to know is, will Raisins make a premiere on
Raisins?
The salad bar?
Raisins
are abomination. They're not nature. What else?
Why are they not nature?
They're just not.
How?
They shouldn't be. Only grapes get to be dried out and be a tasty sweet treat.
You know what? You're
on a salad.
You're a berryist.
All right.
Oh.
So everybody that prefers craisins, please write in to Bearded Brewer via Perfect Pourer Instagram. Anybody that's for raisins, please write in to
should we post
Darktown 80
craisins via... raisins?
Do we need to do our first Survey Monkey?
Yeah. So our first Survey Monkey is not beer related. It's craisins or raisins.
Because it's essential to when you're at salad bar to have craisins.
Mm-hmm.
Raisins. Look, if there's no raisins, I'll have craisins. I'm not saying I'm not anti, you know, they're not like their corporate craisins. Are these craisins indie?
Indie craisins?
Excuse me, miss? Are your craisins indie? Let me check in the back. Yeah, you go check in the back.
Yeah, I don't think these are made in Delano.
I was actually at Save Mart, speaking of craisins, and they now sell them in the little boxes. You get the six-pack and the cellophane.
What?
Yep.
The same company that does the raisins with the girl on the cover.
Oh, great. Sunmade. Yeah. That's what we're getting for Halloween now.
Yep.
So now Ocean people Spray are going to be throwing out craisins.
But so I was building a salad and I walked by and I was like, I'm going to get some croutons, some sunflower seeds.
Do you know how much water craisins require?
And
okay.
We're in a drought.
And
we're
I was about
Hello,
to,
we're in a drought.
I was about to pick just up the 2-liter bag FYI. Of craisins and I was like, they come in little boxes now. Oh my gosh, this is amazing!
They're all from Florida or something, aren't they?
See,
oh,
imported,
not local.
Yeah,
if there's room for craisins, there's room for
raisins.
I
just drank a beer from Wyoming, fucker.
It's beer, bro. It's a good beer, and I didn't buy it.
Craisins all the way, man. Raisins look like rabbit shit.
You got to be crazing me.
You're gonna be crazing, bro.
You're crazing. I like you, but you're crazing.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
All right. Sorry. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Hey, guys. I'm leaving you a voicemail. Not really. I'm here.
559-492-0542. Is the voicemail line of the Perfect Boar. Please insert it into your phone and do what you will with it. Abuse it. We don't care. If you remember last week, I had to try to steer the voicemailers in a little bit. But we're getting a little far off the path a little bit. So I had to do a little check, you know, stay in your lane kind of reminder to the voicemailers of like, you know, maybe just keep it
Please keep tell me tight. They didn't listen to us.
Keep it tight. I don't know. We'll see. I have no idea, but I'm just giving you that in case you weren't here last week. I had to be the dad and say, hey, you guys, quiet down back there. So we'll see if anybody listens.
This week we only have 42 versus 43.
Yeah.
Email. Voicemails. What?
Choco tasso. It's a perfect pour. Give you shit, then you don't want to deal with it. Choco tasso. Choco tasso. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
play it backwards. Play it backwards. Yeah.
So apparently Goofy just called us. Keep up the good work.
If you play it backwards, it says raisins are better.
No way, bro. Doesn't say that, man. Don't say that, man.
Mikey, was that you on your lunch break?
Oh, that's a good idea. I might start trying to do that.
You're going to call yourself.
I'm going to call in and just be a character and see if anyone.
Oh, knows. No. Don't oh, unleash that.
I can't do it next
week. Are you
going
to Bob and Thomas?
I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to have to wait like about 6 months when everyone's forgotten.
Red Frank's going to Republican us on draft beer.
You sons of bitches. This is Red Frank.
I didn't even hear the phone ring.
I'm here, you pieces of shit. I heard you were drinking a Wyoming beer.
Oh, Pabst Blue Ribbon. What?
Oh, yeah, we got to find that one.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What? There you go, Paul. Make somebody trying to order a beer and a very loud bar song. There you go. What's your next one?
We only take cash.
What? I have credit card.
Paul, do it.
You take want. Bitcoin?
All right.
Is that an interlude in voicemails now?
Yep. Interlude.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I can.
I'm driving.
Scott AB.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That was just silence. I don't know what happened. It was loud, yes, but I don't think it would have canceled out the whole freaking thing. I think.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Something happened.
That was his voicemail.
No. Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Sorry, that was my bad, bro.
I'm driving. Anyway, that voicemail that was just silence, I don't know what happened. It was loud, yes, but I don't think it would have canceled out the whole freaking thing. I think I unintentionally pressed mute or something crazy like that. But anyway, that was probably one of the best voicemails ever, and you missed it.
Of course.
You missed it.
Of course.
It was me and Stevie's. Being all crazy. Oh yeah, it was great. But don't worry, we'll try to recreate it again someday. It was. I'm not gonna give away what we said. It was too good. But there'll be others. Don't worry, there'll be other good voicemails. So that's all I really wanted to say. But I'll be leaving another voicemail very soon from my destination. I am driving. And I'm going somewhere, and when I get there, well, one of the places I'm going, I'm going to leave you a voicemail from there. I doubt that there's going to be any other Perfect Four listeners there, but who knows? Stranger things have happened. So anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Keep up the good work.
He says great. Great. He says great.
Great. Because Scotty goes one step above always.
He's like, what? Everyone's saying good? I'm saying great.
Good as pussy.
Thanks, Scotty B.
Hey, guys. Uh-oh. Paul here.
Hi.
It is.
Hey, Mikey, that's classic about producer Becky working at the Cost Plus up here. I used to go in there all the time for my baskets and wicker furniture. But seriously, I went to high school with this guy named Tori. And we briefly worked together at the Novato Theater, and then he went on to work at Cost Plus, and he worked there for like 20 years. I mean, I'd go in there from time to time, and Tori would always be there. I literally watched him go from being this, you know, little teenage boy to having a beard to then seeing gray show up in the beard. And I don't think he works there anymore. But anyway, I'm sure that if Producer Becky worked there within sometime in the last two decades, then she knew Tori.
She'll know him.
I didn't know him all that well, but he seemed like a very sweet guy to me. Maybe she'd say, oh, that guy was a fucking uptight asshole. But
I doubt it.
Anyway,
I have to play this in Dorktown. I'm going to play this in Dorktown.
I got a burrito. Oh,
yeah.
Everyone.
In Nevada. And just as I'm about to pay, I look up into their cooler, and it is full of Pliny bottles.
Ooh.
Now, you can't get Pliny anywhere anymore.
Burritos?
But this rinky dink taqueria in a shop, you know, shopping center in Nevada has a fucking cooler full of Pliny. So I didn't really want a beer, but of course I kind of had to get one.
Well, yeah.
Classic thing was the price, $8.95. So $5 burrito, $9 beer. But tasted pretty good. I really should have probably asked them how on earth they got their hands on that. I mean, it wasn't just one or two Plinies. It was probably like 80 Plinies lined up in the...
They pulled an MG.
Whatever. There must be some connection there. All right. That's all I'm going to say for now. I was going to tell you about all the beers I've drank in the last month, but maybe I'll save that for next week.
Unless. month.
Okay. Bye.
Damn.
Paul and Fairfax. That's funny about the Pliny thing because... Aaron, friend over in the La Selva Beach, he found this place in Watsonville that had, it's a complete Mexican restaurant, and they have beer in the cooler, and it's all like macro Corona, total macro Mexican beer. And in the far corner of the cooler is just these Plinies, Pliny bottles. It's like the only craft beer in there in these Plinies. And they're like $15 bottles. And they're, it's like the oddest like thing. Like, I don't know what that's about, but
I'm telling you, it's MGA liquor all over again.
How's that?
Voicemails.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Scotty B is Scotty! Back.
A double Scotty.
Yeah, I'm driving double back Scott. From SoCal now.
Yeah.
I judge beer.
Scotty B drives a lot.
Today was the best of the judging days because I got to judge specialty IPAs. Ooh. On Saturday, it was a bunch of low-gravity Irish reds, Irish stouts, low gravity Scottish ales, and you know they really weren't that good either. But the day was great. So I was going to leave you a voicemail at one of my stops, but you know what happened?
What, Scotty B?
Noble Ale Works and Bottle Logic both pissed me off.
Uh-oh. Noble
Ale Works, not so much.
Scotty B.
The only thing that pissed me off about them was bathroom didn't work. It was out of order. I had to pee.
Yeah.
Serving people beer, you don't let them pee?
Yeah.
It's torture.
Right.
What the fuck, Noble Ale Works?
Right.
Bottle Logic, though. Yeah.
They had a bathroom.
I went there after judging on Sunday. I went there about 2 p.m., and it's closed to the public. Ask me, are you here for this private event? I'm like, no, I'm not. Ooh. Well, you can come back tomorrow. We'll be open. Like, I ain't coming back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fucking far away I live.
Because I'm from Fresno? That's why you're doing this?
Wasn't his fault, though.
Yeah, it
just
was.
Doing his job.
Blame him anyways.
Like
it was okay, his though. Fault.
Anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Man. Nope. God.
No bathroom noble.
Bottle.
Wow.
No fun noble.
What was it? Bladder busters.
Ooh,
that's a real bladder busters. They don't even give you a bathroom.
Damn.
Nice.
But then you can't break the deal in.
50 cent.
We need a
triple IPAs on that one.
We need an email beer.
Speaking of email bladder busters.
Beer.
Welcome back.
It's Dave's turn to go to the fridge.
Damn it.
Orderly, perfect pour. Check it out, eh? Chew your beer here.
Oh, wow. Chew your beer.
Couple beers I've been drinking. That's it. Check it out, eh? A lot of AB InBev. That's it. Orderly. Hennheiser Busch. Eh? I just came home, but yeah. It's they're fake craft beers. That's it. 10 Barrel. Apocalypse or something like that, eh? That shit was not bad, Holmes.
Uh-oh.
I hate to admit it. That shit was pretty damn good, Holmes. Uh-oh. A lot of, citrusy hops, a lot of floral, little malty blackness. that was pretty good, eh? And also, Golden Road, eh? Point the Way IPA. Point the Way, huh?
I don't remember them.
That shit tasted, it was like, I don't know what to, let's just say like this, I said.
You could taste,
I was drinking that shit, Holmes. Like if it was a soda, I said, this six pack disappeared like in minutes, Holmes. I thought I was going to be diabetic by the time I was done. I said, but that shit was not bad, Holmes. Not bad at all, I said. Well, like, check it out, eh? Another beer, Holmes. Hobo. Guess from where, is it?
Oh, Dust Bowl?
Dust Bowl.
Dust Bowl Brewing. Orale. A Pilsner. That thing was not bad, eh? No, dude, I thought Pilsners were like damn shit, Holmes. But no, honestly, that was a good beer, eh? And I hope I can get this shit in my neighborhood, is it? I would buy this shit by the 12-packs, by the 30-packs, is it? Just like in there. Orale. I'll give you a call back, is it, with a little message for everybody. And I like to watch you, Holmes. Take it easy. Peace out.
Peace out. Chew. Chew's going to call.
Hash Browns and Waffles. Essay. Hash Browns and Waffles.
Go find us a beer, Dave.
Any special requests? Don't say beer.
Cold.
Stay away from Becky's shelf.
Cold transfer.
Well, this is the perfect pour. Check it out. Whoa. Your beer.
Whoa, bro. Again,
back on the microphone. It's like 2.28. Check it out, eh? I just want to like say thank invention. You to everybody. I said that received Chocotazo and they sent me something back, eh? Corey, I just want to say thank you. You sent me some Cigar City stuff. I can't remember. Florida Man and Puppy
Florida Steve, bro.
Porter. Thank you.
Oh, no, the beers.
Also,
yeah,
Florida Steve, thank you for that Strawberry Shortcake Lager. That shit was a shit, Holmes. That shit was off the hook. I felt like fucking Strawberry Shortcake after I was done. he sent me that, and he sent me another one. That said, I forgot the name of it, but thank you. I really appreciate that. Laura Young, shout-outs to you, girl. And Duffel Brewing, you guys really came through. You shouldn't have. But that shit was sleeping at home. I got, like, these cool, like, cool glasses that said that made me look like a fucking hipster cholo, Holmes. And a couple wristbands that said, a nice shirt that I can wear, Holmes. I'm looking on fleek. Is that how they say
Chipsters,
it? I don't know.
Yeah, by
fucking teenagers, man. Fleek, what are they, Holmes? And she sent me some beer, man, Snapchat. From Dust Bowl. I forgot the names of them. The only one I really remember is the Hobo, because it looked like Antiplas on the fucking label, it said. And also, who else, Holmes? Who else hooked me up? What are they? Chris, I said, thank you, Chris. He sent me some stuff, some Cigar City, that Ayuwala was something that was barreled in fucking oak. And some other stuff, I said. Thank you, Chris. And for everybody out there that's still trying to do it, just thanks, everybody. Thank you for the love, I said. Man, a troll never felt so fucking much love. I said, every time I opened up something, I made sure I played some Al Green in the background. Like, let's get it on. Oh, baby. You know what I'm talking about, eh?
Yeah.
Making love to these packages,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah,
orale.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to everybody and the perfect foray. You guys made this shit happen. You're like the bridge, I say. You guys are like bridging us together, man. The community,
I like it. I like it.
Craft for life, I say. Take it easy. Peace out, eh?
Peace out. Chew. Chew your beer. I love it, man. The listeners exchanging beer with other listeners. Nothing makes me happier.
Nice.
We got a new beer here.
Well, Dave's working on it.
Dave.
Apparently, it's a union job.
You got it now?
I'm going to go put it back because I can't pronounce it. Yeah. So.
It's not my department. Opening beer is not my department. You're gonna have to talk.
I can open them. I just can't say what
talk to somebody in distribution.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not here anymore.
This is the drinking department.
So we grabbed. This was Matt. I think this is the other one that came from Gabe. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay. It's from Crooked Stave, the artisan beer project in Colorado. It is called Serenata Nocturna. Mixed fermentation.
No, damn near.
I need a. I haven't even opened it yet.
I'm
he cannot wait no
can't
longer.
Wait.
Premature ejaculation.
He's trying to tell you what to do.
Yes. Open it! Mixed fermentation Belgian style golden ale.
You know, you could still read it after you open it. It still works that way. As he looks at me angrily.
Lick the whole bottle.
I need beer. I need beer. That's why I'm so antsy.
I licked the bottle. Is that okay?
It's getting kind of dry over here.
Yeah, it's so dry.
You licked the bottle.
Hey, you're the one that sent
bottled
me.
Water.
The alcohol will cleanse it. Or so
I'm
they
just
say.
Here for the free Aquafina.
I have another Belgian inspired beer to go through here. That's two in one episode.
Whoa. Mikey, oof. Will you survive?
I don't know, man. It's going around the table from left to right of your podcast dial.
It smells sour.
Mm. Crooked Stave. Sometimes you could find their bottles at the Spokeasies in town, but chances are it's probably not a wide selection. I imagine they probably make a lot of things. So from something from the motherland to make a quick flight over to us is pretty cool.
I think I brought one before. I brought a sour the last time.
Been tipping back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
I brought a sour from Crooked Stave.
It's Cardigan. Thanks for asking.
Wow.
Would you look at the buns on that?
This is
that's tart.
This is tarty.
It's tart.
I like it.
Ooh.
We needed that break from...
That's a Crazen beer if I ever had one.
Does this have Crazens in it? Oh, no. Yes. Did I drink a Crazen beer?
Yeah, Crazen Stout. Flavor of the summer, Crazen right Stout. There?
Man. Look, getcha.
That's the Noturna part. Noturna.
Noturna.
Whirly, chew your beer. I'm not trying to spam you, away, but... You know, I'm getting sick and tired today when I call in, and my fucking voicemails get cut up. So this one isn't cheesy. The others didn't make it in. So your Google chat, fuck you, eh? Really, I can watch all. Peace out.
All right, man. Eggs and waffles.
Sorry.
Just so you guys know, I called.
Yep. I like it.
That's it.
All right, our voicemail sometimes cuts people off. It's annoying. Maybe we just got to get a whole new system, not relying.
Hey, guys. It's Loyo, a.k.a. Lauren with Dust Bowl.
Lauren,
I'm calling to give you a little sneak peek into my week of drinking. So we'll start with Sunday Funday, where I don't mean to make you guys jealous, but uh-oh. Mikey, uh-oh. I'll give you a second to cue the song. I enjoyed a second Choco Tasso.
Choco
Tasso. So I wanted to call in and say gracias to Chew Your Beer for sending me that up. I really appreciate it. Got to enjoy this one for brunch this time. Last time I had it for dessert, which was awesome. And for somebody who doesn't drink coffee like myself, it's just a testament to how smooth those flavors are of that beer. So thank you again, Chew. Got to drink it in bed, a little breakfast beer in bed with some donuts. So
man, that's a good morning.
I hope Chew.
Finished my day off by going out to Beer Revolution in Oakland for a fieldwork tap takeover. Enjoyed the Petit Verdot Grand Goes, which, as you guys know, is just very drinkable. So that was great. Got to enjoy a little sunshine on the porch, hang around with some friends. So some other beers that I tried, and that you guys should look out for are the Pink Boots Society, the Unite Goes that they did, in March for International Women's Day, I believe. So I got to try a couple versions. I got the Bay Area version, the Bay Area Unite Goes, which was brewed with tangerines and chamomile tea. And that was just really loaded with juicy fruit flavor. And again, very, very drinkable. I had like a white wine finish. So all of it was awesome. The General Unite Goes was brewed with lemon and rose hips. And that one definitely had a really prominent lemony flavor. So both really good. You know, again, probably a style that's definitely going to be popular coming up this summer. That with some Mexican lagers. So I know we at Dust Bowl have two different Mexican lagers coming out this summer. So I'm looking forward to some flavorful but drinkable beers. And if you guys don't know what the Pink Boots Society is, it's a society for women professionals in the beer industry. So it's like a community and a resource for them to, you know, advance their careers in the beer industry. So if you love women and you like beer, then you should definitely seek those out. support the Pink Boots Society and give them a try. They're definitely worth it. So thanks again, guys. Good chatting with you. Hopefully we'll see you soon. And cheers to Chew Your Beer. Thanks again, Chew. Loved it. It was awesome.
Yay.
Look forward to talking to you guys soon. Cheers.
Whoa.
Thank you, Lauren.
You guys are uniting people.
Beer celebrity.
Beer unites people. We're just here.
I want to say that we've had a dealer. Pink Boots collaboration beer on here before.
We had that. I think Reggie 509 gave us that one. What was Alt Shebrew from Ithaca?
There we go.
That might have been the one you're thinking of.
Yep.
But yeah. Shebrews. Hell yeah. Support Pink Boots.
If they sold them in my size, you know,
Did you? There was. I didn't read the article because it kind of made me mad a little bit.
Go ahead. Sorry.
The podcast ghost. Don't worry about it.
Where they were talking about.
We don't appreciate reading around here.
That's why I didn't read the article. I read the headline. I figured it was enough to have a conversation about it. They're releasing a line of craft beer designed specifically for women.
Mm.
I thought that was kind of shitty.
Yeah. Like,
to try to get women into quote unquote craft beer. I don't remember who it was now. There was a company. It's not a macro. It's actually there was a craft beer movement, I guess you could say, for women in craft beer. I thought, and somebody had the perfect comment to it. Said, there's already something brewed for women. It's called craft beer. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's right. For everybody. And I thought that was kind of cool.
That is a weird.
Yeah, you know, it's
weird road to go down.
It just seemed kind of, why even go there? It was kind of stupid. Sorry, just had to throw that out there.
I am agreeing.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
That was voicemails, 559-492-0542. See, I noticed that Florida Steve didn't call. I hope that I didn't upset Florida
you
Steve.
You hurt his feelings.
Come Steve, back to us.
Don't not call.
Probably pissed off about the craziness.
Or Tim Bros.
Yeah.
we haven't had some Tim Bros in a while.
Yeah, he hasn't. He's the one that started the whole email voicemail thing.
Mm-hmm.
The V-mail. Movement.
Or SD Beer Talk. What about those
folks? There's a lot of guys. I have. You remember Kraft Trucker?
Kraft Trucker. Rich from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm really getting worried about Diamond.
Diamond dropped off.
Come on, Diamond.
What's going on?
Mm. Dang it.
What did we do, man?
We need to set up a live line.
A live line? Like a life alert?
Group,
craft beer alert?
No. A live phone line. People to call in a while.
Help!
What year is this?
Help, I'm drunk and I can't get up.
Can we make a request on the box after that?
My beer's been cold transferred.
The box. Yeah, but it's only going to be Ween. Yeah, Ween in November rain. It's really
you got any docking? I'd take some docking.
Docking? Roll call. People, please call in. Even if you just say, hey, live, drinking beer. See you later.
Check.
Hey, I drank beer this week. All right, check. Take it easy.
Your mother's a whore, Trebek. See you guys later. Click.
We like hearing from you guys, all right? Whatever, you can email us on social media or call us. We don't care. But this is your show. We're just hanging out. Pull out your Untapped or whatever. Your Moleskine notebook. Let us know what you've been kind of drinking.
I do.
You have a Moleskine.
I do. Wow.
That's hipster, bro.
It's a good thing you drink beer, because otherwise I'd take your man card.
Trying to be. Look, I got it. I don't have a fixed gear yet. I'm working on it.
I've got a fixie, but I don't have a Moleskine, but I want a Moleskine notebook.
Nice.
I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Moleskine notebook? Dude.
Moleskine. Hipster street cred.
Moleskine's.
Your Beer is going to take the Mexican blankets out of his truck and put in flannel.
Moleskines are kind of lame. I'm just going to say it. Because once you're out of paper, guess what? You're out of fucking paper.
But they're nice.
Yeah, but you're out of cool paper.
Yeah. You can't just replace that with just regular freaking store-bought paper.
You can't go back.
Fuck, I can't. I'll get those wire-bound memo pads that like the cops are using and shit. Keep that in my back pocket. I got like 50 of those for $1.
Some poor kid does not have notebooks now because you went and bought out Target last September.
Well, some poor hipster doesn't have a Moleskine because you bought it.
Yes, that's right. I saved a hipster's life.
Dorktown on Untapped. And,
Dan James.
Yes. Shut up, Dave.
Damn it, Nick. You're in trouble.
Don't let Nick get you in trouble, Dave. Don't listen to him.
Nick's sitting there like, I got you. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, haven't you figured out Nick's the secret troublemaker?
Yes.
And
I invented the tangent.
Where's Louie?
God damn it.
This Crooked Stave's good, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know. Crooked Stave, good.
Crazen Saison.
I had a rush hour from Tioga Sequoia Brewing. Breakfast Stout. And I'll tell you what, guys. After what? I had this rush hour, then I went to a Whitney XPA, the pale from Tioga. Holy crap. I've already had a couple of those from that six pack, and I was like, yeah, XPA, they're good. Then I had one after the rush hour. Oh my God, that popped like a son of a bitch. I was like, wow, I need to have this combo every night.
Right to
like,
the kisser.
It just made that Whitney, that XPA taste amazing after when you got that that palate coming from a coffee stout to that XPA. It was just like, wow, it's like it's new again.
I hear a $20 challenge in there somewhere.
Ooh.
How many XPAs and rush hours can you get for $20?
Rush hour is usually about $6.99, and then a six pack of XPA is running, I believe,
$8.99. I had it. They have a sale at Save Mart right now. I think it was $6.99. I got mine.
Could be a thing.
Nice.
It was sale though.
There's still bombers of the XPA too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but that's not a good value.
I'm not going for
Dave's
this.
Going home.
I'm not going for that. I'm just going
to
sit here.
I also had hit Moleskine. Now in town. We don't have to import this anymore. Ale Smith's San Diego Pale Ale, the 394. Tony Gwynn pale.
Yeah, yeah.
You get sixers of it now in town.
Sixers, bro. Nice.
And now I wasn't that impressed with it when I brought it up from San Diego. I was so pumped about it, and I was pretty disappointed on it. But I was like, it deserves another shot. So I'll have it again. And it was better. Like, I enjoyed it way better. It was pretty solid. So I don't know if I just...
It's too much
just
pressure.
Different batch or like, yeah, I went into it.
I remember it being pretty good.
Expectations.
I think you built it.
Yeah, you guys liked it better than I did when we had it. But it's better now. Like I'm back to being a fan. The only thing was like I could not get a buzz going off of them. I had three of them, and one night I'm like, "Come on, where's my buzz?" And I had to just go to bed without a buzz. It was ridiculous.
Oh man.
So.
Oh look at me! I can do God.
That's like when your one pull lawnmower doesn't start.
On the first pull?
On the first pull.
You're like, screw it. Lawn could just swing.
Over.
I'll do it next week.
This ain't happening today.
Honey, the lawnmower's broken.
It's overheated. It's overheated.
It's flooded. I flooded it. It's going to take a week for it to unflood itself. It's
bad muffler bearings again.
Sorry, bro.
The humidity in the air filter was not right.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Yes.
Matt.
Oh, that's me.
What have you been caught drinking?
So I was at Goldstein's last night. I forgot to check in beers. So the only
Rack
one I,
your brain, bro.
The only one I can remember that I had was the Simcoe Lager from Dust Bowl.
Speaking
one of the
of
best
Simcoe Lager.
So lager. A lager dry hop to Simcoe, and I enjoy that.
Maybe it's pronounced logging with a soft L. I don't know.
You mean yogging? Thank you.
Moleskine.
Troublemaker over here.
I'm going to call you Moleskine. That's your new name.
Moleskine.
So I did have that beer, and I really did enjoy it.
Sounds like Moleskine.
I was at the Spokeasies as well, and there was some repeat beers, but...
Moleskine Ice.
But the one that stuck out was I had the Baba from Uinta, which is their black... The black lager, the black ale.
What are these words?
It has the sheep on it.
Yeah.
Okay. We've had it on here before.
You've had this beer before.
It sounded very tribal.
Is there purple in the label? I remember purple.
I'll pull it up right now.
It sounded very tribal. Baba Bai Undas.
It's just a...
What's going on over there?
A tan label with the black sheep on it and just says Baba, which is a organic black lager from Uinta. It's good.
I don't disagree.
It was on draft at Spokeasy.
It was on draft. It's from the New Orleans. I had it. Accept it. Acknowledge it.
I had a fresh can of Swami's from Spokeasy. Yes. We were good.
Yeah.
I did some bottle sharing at Jake from State Farms.
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you guys okay?
They're off on their own.
You good?
Don't acknowledge them.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Come don't on. Look at. Don't make eye contact with them. Yeah, don't make eye contact with them. Just keep going, Matt.
From Triple Voodoo, I had a Samurai, which was a dry hop saison. Little did I know that the beer was 2 years old.
Oh shit! Whoa.
It held up very well.
Well, it's a saison. I mean, how could you tell?
There's got to be a butt to that, though.
Can you even tell when a saison's fresh?
Damn.
You told me not to look at them. You're joining them.
I'm not joining them. I'm trying to bash the saison.
You're all going to hell now.
It's all right. I'll be all right. Just give me a second.
Jake and Justin shared said Spencer on it. It was a Trappist Ale. Pretty damn good. Very good beer. Gabe had donated an Elevated IPA. We got to share one of that. That was pretty fresh and had a pretty good West Coast hop bite to it.
Freshies.
Not sad I didn't bring it to the podcast, so it was for you guys.
Dickhead.
We picked up the Enjoy By 53016, which is the Tangerine. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. It is. It's not a bad one.
Yeah.
And Tangerines is a salad bar topping?
Craisins.
Craisins.
And I brought out a bottle. This is a bottle that I've literally taken out of the house 24 times and it's made it back to the fridge.
What?
Wow.
I brought out Not the Stoic.
What's a record?
Where is that from?
It's Deschutes.
Deschutes, oh, okay. Yeah. They have the Abyss. Not the Stoic. And then they have Not the Stoic, which is like a 12% Belgian. And I forgot that I've owned this beer since I worked at Peeves. So I've had this beer since like September-ish of 2014.
I have that one.
Get so, the Molson.
What was that about Moleskine?
Get the Moleskine.
It was sipping pretty good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's a $20.
You've been
buy.
Trying to get rid of this forever.
Well, I wanted to bring it, but I was like, well, it's a Belgian, and you know, I couldn't really bring it anywhere. Is this 13 or 14?
That's 14.
Okay.
I got the Not the Stoic 14 also.
Are we really doing
so
this?
So if you want to get rid of yours, then...
No, it's already gone.
Oh, okay. Well, then I have one too. Yeah, we're doing this.
Is this really happening?
All right, what's happening?
We are doing a Deschutes 2014 Abyss.
Yeah. When I worked at Peeves, I actually picked up a 2013 Abyss. Ooh. It was... That one was pretty good.
Is this a whale?
So
I'm gonna drink wow.
Forgive me if I've talked about this already. Somehow Costco ended up with a case of 2015 Abyss.
Recently?
Recently.
What the hell?
On sale for under $20 a bottle. Which
they
is
were just like
which Costco?
North.
That's probably why. That's still a little bit of Mike lingering there.
But for last year's model to show up at regular price is insane. Mm.
Nick is having problems with this.
He's whittling wax.
You guys were giving me shit.
I got lost in the moment. Sorry, guys. It was not the wax.
Props
I was just
to still
fun.
Owning that pocket knife, though.
Dave Valentalia.
Yes, sir. Had any, in there.
Or Matt, was there any more beers yet?
Oh, probably. I probably drank a lot of beers last week were repeats, so there was nothing really report.
Big repeat week.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Whoa. I got a cheers. Ooh, I just had a last minute cheers. I'm getting it down the list.
Wait for that, folks. There's going to be see what that last minute cheers is.
That suspense he built
later
up for
in the show. Hang out. Don't bail on us.
Oh, actually, I just farted. Sorry, messages. Guys.
That was not a bottle opening.
Way to ruin the palate.
Here you go.
Ooh, that.
I love gold.
It had a little bit more sound to it than I was used to. That little
guess
wax.
What time it is?
What time is it?
It's my turn for the top pour.
Oh, snap!
Damn it!
You're not supposed
to get top pours.
I know. Actually, Dave brought it. I should let him have a top pour.
I don't
it's not a top pour. You already poured something.
I'm going to read this shit then. How's that?
What do we got going on here, man?
So the Abyss...
Wow.
Is the deepest, darkest thing in the earth or something like that?
The Abyss. Malt beverage brewed with blackstrap molasses, licorice with cherry bark and vanilla, added with 6% aged in oak bourbon barrels, 11% aged in oak barrels, and 11% aged in oak wine barrels. This is again from... Oh, here we go. It's dark. It's deep. It's mysterious.
This Imperial Stout has immeasurable depth, inviting you to explore and discover its rich, complex profile. The flavor of this special brew draws you in further and further with each sip. The abyss beckons. Enjoy the journey. Here you go, Mikey.
This is for you. Going out to Nick.
I know that guy. He drives a Moleskine.
A two-stroke. A deep or seemingly bottomless chasm.
It's pre-emissions.
I apologize for my karaoke this evening, but I realize I've been singing.
Top and middle pours.
This beer.
Ooh, you combined pours.
This beer is I'm held. It's
fucking cross, cross the streams. Don't cross the streams. All right, sorry, I'm never coming back again.
Did we just become best friends?
Here we go, Abyss.
All right.
Whale, bro.
I'm sorry, Matt. Did you have more? I apologize.
Nope.
More repeats? No more
nope,
repeats.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Well, let's take a second to acknowledge this beer here before we get into more.
I don't think it's warm enough.
I agree.
It's a little too cold.
I agree.
It could wait for warming.
It could
although stand I had it, I warming. Had it cold. What's going to happen?
Where's your sonic
you
warmer?
Get cold transferred.
It's not sonic warmer. It's not how it works.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
Oh, look, Nick's doing the warm back it. And roll it. Roll it with your
says
between
best
your hands.
After 11 of 15.
Roll
11.1%.
So what? 11, 15.
My
so we're
6 months. Roll pour.
Seven months.
Roll pour.
Trust me. Oh. Hashtag math. 6 months. We're in the fifth month right now.
But by the time this podcast comes out,
it'll still be the sixth. Fifth month.
You're good at math.
Dave,
you're good with that math.
Last I remember, this is my podcast. Okay.
You and math must have been best friends.
Listen, you take your liberal math and get the hell out of here. Fucking liberals and
oh,
math.
Shit.
You piece of shit.
Calm down over there.
I will not calm down. I am an American citizen.
Oh, you got him fired
oh,
up.
Oh, way to go, Matt.
Oh, great.
You son of a bitch.
How'd you even get out of the closet?
The Nick 80 on Untapped. What have you been caught drinking?
It'd be great if I did untap it.
God, you're getting bad with your untap, man. Bro. I'm sorry.
I'm losing.
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, man. Everyone's been talking about it.
Oh.
I'm your friend, and I got.
Is
I feel
this
like
the intervention?
I think,
the title of this podcast needs to be The Intervention.
You need
the
to intervention. Start untapping more. You have a the supportive untapped wife. You need to start untapping more, okay?
Maybe she's supportive because I don't ever do it.
I said it.
I'll tell him to do it all day long because I know he won't.
You can untap, honey. It's okay. Oh, yeah, I'll get to it. there's a place.
You have a memory of beer.
There's a place, surprisingly, yes, which I shouldn't. I should not have, but after this weekend.
You're doing it wrong.
I'm doing it wrong. But there was a place in the downtown Fresno. And it's called Tioga Sequoia.
Oh, hey.
I've heard of that place.
I know that place.
Such a place.
And they release beer to the public.
Oh, they had a bottle release.
What about to the people? I mean, Anyways.
No. This is the aftermarket version. Beer to the public.
Dick.
It's just a white can with black writing. Beer to the public.
Beer.
Public beer.
Ralph's used to have one of those generic.
So,
beer.
You know what else is good for selling beer? A sign.
Says with a lady on it.
It says, we sell beer.
We sell beer. Craft Beer Headquarters. Congratulations. You guys did it. World's best craft beer shop. Isn't that great?
World's best cup of craft beer. So anyways, you're at this wonderful place called Tioga Sequoia in downtown Fresno. It's 745 Fulton Street, 93721.
What's the beer phone line there when I can call and see what you're doing?
486 beer.
486 beer? Really?
486 shut beer. The front door. No, it's 486 not.
Beer.
Is it
I
really?
Can see which, what, do you always know what food truck is coming that day? Or are you like the waitresses at Eureka Burger and don't know what's going on?
Actually, that's our.
Yeah, what food truck do you have today?
Something
you don't know what food truck you have?
Let me check on that. I'll be right back.
20 minutes.
That is a popular question where people will they'll walk in the door and you could look left or right, and they look right to go to the bar, obviously. Yeah. And they come up and they go, "Do you guys have any food tonight?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, if you looked left when you were walking in, you would
see the big ass truck."
And but I mean, I understand. You go to places, people ask questions. Where are the bathrooms? Where is this? Where is that? And that's just a question that we get. We get, "Do you guys have a food truck tonight?" And I go, "Well, if you just out there, we have a pizza truck. We have blah blah blah." It's understandable, but
do you still get the bathroom question a lot?
Yes.
You should probably like put a sign up.
Where can I find? Oh, we have signs.
Ah, interesting.
I know where the dog water station's at.
Yes.
So do I.
We also have that.
I was really thirsty one night.
You have actually have a dog water station?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice. I have one of those auto-refilling bowls. A couple of people that no longer work for us questioned me about that, and I was like, no, no, no.
That's why they no longer work here.
If you have a pet.
Question the bowls!
And I was like, Amal, you need to have luxuries for pets. Dog treats. You got to have bacon. Bacon strips.
Bacon.
And an auto-filling. And an auto-filling water bowl in a mold. That's what you do because that's what you do.
Because that's what you do.
Just watch out for the hipsters.
They're everywhere.
Are these treats gluten-free? It's a fucking dog.
Dave, what have you been drinking lately, man? I haven't talked to you in a while. Well, you've been like some interesting shit?
Yeah.
Interesting? No. Drinking? Yes. I had some Orderville. Modern Times Orderville.
Nice. On tap. That's a good beer.
On tap. Goldstein's had it on tap.
I've had it.
There was, son of a, you know what? I had a beer there. I think it was called, I don't remember now. It was an IPA and it was pretty damn good. It was by Left Hand Brewing. And I think it started with a T, tra, something.
Two top, pa, pa, pa.
I don't know. But it was a good one by Left Handed Brewing. Left Hand Brewing. I don't remember the name now. Had an Easy Jack. I don't know. I've been doing a whole lot of beer, but it's been a while since I had an Easy Jack. And I just, you know what? I'm going to kind of ease into this night. And that was the first thing I ordered.
Easy Jack.
And it was pretty.
I think I'll have an Easy Jack tonight. I'm feeling easy. I'm like an Easy Jack tonight. Well, I'm not. Okay.
No. Yeah.
I'm ill.
It was a good way to start the night.
The waitress, like, what can I get you? An Easy Jack?
Can I get an Easy Jack?
An Easy Jack? Ew! Gross.
By the way, I'm a big tipper.
I'm calling the what manager right now.
Yeah, call
No, Ethan. It's a beer! It's a beer!
Oh, God, I can imagine being at Goldstein's. I'm going to call the manager, Ephraim, or Easy Jack. I'll do it.
No! Why does this always happen to me?
Ephraim would just look at you and go, oh.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. He'd offer.
Never happens when I take my moleskin in there.
That's why you shouldn't take your moleskin. There we go. Anyways,
anything else, Dave?
Whiskey. A lot of whiskey. All right.
Whiskey.
I'm sorry.
Was it whiskey cold chancer? D cold chancer whiskey?
I don't think so because you can bring that shit to room temperature and it's better.
Yeah. You could do Doesn't matter. Do you have to the whiskey have to be in like a dark bottle so they're not the sun doesn't hit the whiskey?
No.
That's a good question.
Do you have to ice chest your whiskey when you're out of town and you buy it? You get indie whiskey from a local indie whiskey.
Indie whiskey.
Do people mule whiskey back and forth to each other?
Ew.
Is that a thing?
I bet that would be.
That probably is. You know, it's funny because I actually went to go order a bottle from a store in Sacramento. Yeah, Sacramento. And they're like, you can pick it up in the store. And I was like, I wanted to get shipping. They're like, no, we can't ship within California. I'm like, what do you mean can't ship within California? From Sacramento to Fresno, they couldn't ship it.
Yeah.
What is this bullshit?
Well, I figured it had to do because it was actual, like, spirits.
Don't roll on Saturdays.
Maybe they don't ship spirits, but recently, Chew Your Beer sent me a package, and he actually included a bottle for Dave. He made his very own Jack Daniel's glaze for Dave to use on food
Chew's
things.
Yeah, Chew's an expert
Thanks,
barbecue.
Thanks, Chew. Chew, I can't wait because I already got plans for that.
And like Chew to, it's like, his give famous tips
Jack Daniel glaze, by Jack the way.
And he sent pictures of the making the glaze process, and I'm excited.
Whoa.
I'm excited because Chew's a big Jack Daniel's fan also. Besides craft beer, he's a huge Jack Daniel's fan. And
they still make their own barrels.
They make their own barrels?
They make their own barrels.
They have a lot of good stuff going on. They got a lot of stuff.
Mike, and then,
Mike, I want a whiskey.
A really
and then doesn't Tabasco use the old Jack Daniel's barrels?
Oh, I don't know. I want a whiskey podcast.
Go for
whiskey.
It, man.
Whiskey.
No. Whiskey a go-go.
Do it.
Whiskey. Well, I mean, what's the other brand that's kind of similar to Jack Daniel's? It's owned by this, isn't it Woodford's Reserve?
Woodford's Reserve is owned by the same company that owns Jack
because
Daniel's.
Because I was noticing... Interesting enough that some of the Tioga barrels that are Woodford Reserve, they actually are stamped, minimally stamped with 1776 on the barrel.
Oh, really?
So I'm thinking that they make, like brother said, they make their own barrels and they're stamped with 1776 and they could go either way. But I just happened to notice that some of our beers are in Woodford's.
Mm. Yeah, I noticed. Wood. I went and looked online, and there was like a there was a 4-pack of shot bottles you could buy, and it was on the Jack Daniel's website or something like that. And it said our family of brands, and it was regular Jack, Gentleman Jack, Single Barrel Jack, and Woodford Reserve. And I was like, well, that's interesting that they call that our family of brands. And so
Mikey's over it.
Go ahead and play.
I'm over it.
Go ahead and play it, Mikey.
I opened the whiskey door.
You did.
I opened the whiskey door.
Well, I had 3 beers and a lot of whiskey there.
All right,
Mikey, boom. I forgot to tell you.
What's your tap handle, Dave?
Dave Renteria.
That's
there
it.
It is.
It's pretty.
Do I have to roll my R's complex. When they do it?
Well, you can, but if you type that in, you're never going to find me.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you about the Tropical XPA on draft at Tioga Cigar.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, fuck, I want to try that. How was that? What was that?
It's a Blazing Worlds Chaser.
Whoa.
Hmm.
That's good?
Very Modern Times-esque, yeah.
Wow.
Very good.
Mm. Like, would you?
Less tropical, more dank.
Mm. Man.
I forgot damn it. You said Reco. Tropical.
Is that still there? Reco. Or is that gone?
There's one keg left. It'll probably be gone by Thursday.
That's a Reco. Mm.
Shit.
And if you have to have any of the Midnight Lightning variants, the vanilla is the way
if you have to.
If you have to.
Yeah, if you're forced into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Strong-armed into having
one. You will drink this. Then write in Moleskine. Your thoughts. Write your feelings.
Write your review in your Moleskine. Yes. I want to watch
it. And then show it up your ass.
In Russia, we call this untapped.
But it is tapped in Europe.
In Russia, untapped drinks you.
I forgot, too. I did forget, too. I went to Rocket Dog and had
ooh, nice.
Had some dogs over there and had a Mosaic IPA from St. Archer.
Mm, did you get the Danger Dog?
And then, what the hell was it called? The... My memory is just fucked. It was awesome. It was really good. Whatever the
Hansel.
It was huge and it was too much damage.
That was the griddle.
It had fries and cheese.
It's huge.
I actually Instagrammed it, which is also Dave Renteria, so you could see it there if you wanted to. And I had the I'm sorry, Mikey. I had the pineapple sculpin.
Get the hell out of here.
If it makes you feel any better, I tasted nothing but just beer. I tasted no pineapples.
See? Your beer's gone to crap after then by out.
Because I remember when grapefruit hit town and they had the cans.
Yeah.
And you'd crack that can back. Exciting. Oh, crap. Grapefruit in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Open up that thing. I'm like, nothing.
Extract.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So, anyways, now I'm officially.
What happens
done.
When you get bought out?
Now I'm officially.
Crazing sculpin.
Crazing Sculpin.
Crazing Sculpin.
It's coming.
You crazy Sculpin. You crazy.
Beers to look out for. Well, New Belt. This may relate to a future show we're going to have.
Whoa.
New Belgian has their answer to Beer Camp. It's the Fat Tire and Friends 12-pack of collab 12-pack. And they chose five of their best friends to collab with. Avery, Hopworks, whoa, Allagash, Firestone, and Ringgeist. So that is coming, or it may be now to you. It's out there. So if you're like bored with a beer camp, New Belge has their own version coming. This one I've been looking out for a while. I'm just bringing it back up again. The 8-Bit Pale from Tallgrass Brewing out in Kansas Brewer Tallgrass. It's the big can of, and it's got like a Pac-Man looking artwork on it. It looks like Pac-Man, you know, just enough to not get in trouble, but you can tell it's trying to be Pac-Man.
We changed it.
And it's got that 8-bit art kind of feel to it. I've been looking out for that for a while. So
Captain,
just kind of repurposing that, looking out for in hopes. Almanac. Ooh. San Francisco Brewer Almanac.
There's one we haven't talked about
popular,
in a while.
Very popular for their, they get all their sour, different kind of sours, you know, expensive sour bottles and stuff. And they also have pretty solid core beers like the IPA and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're, and it's always bottles. So they're having a new IPA coming out, and it's coming out in cans, six-pack cans, a San Francisco IPA. Whoa. And it has Citra, Simcoe, El Dorado, and Harton Blanc. Oh, this is good. Words. Sounds like a good hop
no
combo
vowels,
to me.
All consonants.
So I'm looking out for that. Also, in Napa, if you're going to do some Napa wining, Stone is gonna build a little brewery up there.
Wow.
A little satellite brewery up in the Napa area with the tap room.
They will settle down
until
they've taken over the world.
Yep.
They? Like an actual brewery? They're going to brew there?
Like,
or
yeah,
gonna be like
I think
a,
so. Wow. And that's what I read it as anyway. So they're going to have a tap room up there at the very least. So wow. I'd like to get a little remote tap room from Stone here. Maybe Tioga should do that, like in Merced or something.
Remote
tap. Merced is nothing, man.
I'm only one person, sir.
Do it all, Bitterbur.
That's bullshit. I've seen you in college. You're like five people at once.
Is there anything you guys are looking out for? A
couple of things. Oh. Jake has been. Sorry.
Go ahead.
All right. Jake has been teasing me with the Tangerine Hop Nosh.
Mm.
It's been in six packs recently in town. Looking out for that. I came across on the beer social medias of Little Helper, I think from Mother's Brewing. It is a Midwest Coast IPA. I want to know what that's about. I don't know if they're just making fun of being a coastal IPA.
That means it's going to
be
California.
It's going to be a wheat
coast
beer.
But I mean, or is that up towards the Canada portion? Is that
Midwest
considered a coast?
No, Midwest is going to be like Kansas.
Labatt Blue
it's like
IPA.
It's like a lake.
And then
lake beer.
As you guys may or may not have noticed, but Denogonizer is in six packs in town. And that's a 9% IPA in six pack form.
Is it under $20?
Yes. I think it was like $13 for the 12 pack.
Wow, it's not enjoy by price territory.
Yeah. So, and then I'm hoping we may or may not have a Rad Stacy on the podcast, and she's rumored that there might be enough time for her to pick up the Fat Tire Variant Collaboration 12 pack. So maybe she can get that in time and be on the show. Who knows? Who knows? I'm just throwing it out there.
Best friends, 12 pack.
Yeah.
Best friends. Ooh. You're my best friend. Bosom buddies. Anybody? So this
what?
This is a favorite among the what?
I don't remember that from Bosom Buddies.
Tom Hanks.
I know the show. I don't remember the music.
I don't know.
I remember the Billy Joel song.
Whoa.
From that was the theme song.
I have no idea. I was making sure.
I don't like that you have it that close.
So this is a favorite of the San Diego fellow podcasters.
SD Beer Talk and 3BZ.
Three BZ.
Check them out.
Second Chance Brewing Second Chance Beer out of San Diego, California. They have cans. They have a picture of cans on their Instagram. And this is a can of a Tabula Rasa toasted porter. I hope that gets distributed because it looks amazing. Fresh hummus.
Cider hummus.
Yeah, it's the Lulu blend, so it's, you know, beef and lamb.
Crazy nice. Hummus.
Homemade
with a touch of fatouche and lime.
Touch of fatouche.
I don't want to touch your fatouche.
Touch your fatouche.
I like a touch your fatouche.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Tension.
Tabbouleh and dolma.
Nope. That was completely within the show. Completely relevant. Not at all a tangent.
Yeah. Hummus talk bullshit. Is allowed.
Hummus talk completely.
Hummus talk is allowed.
I wish there was hummus here right now.
So get your dolma and moussaka.
There are saltines here, sir.
Moussaka, anybody?
Moussaka.
Fresh baklava?
In a beer?
Baklava beer.
No!
Oh, baklava's the line? Is that the line?
Or moussaka.
So we go into dessert.
You started going.
Because you didn't mention a dessert beer. If you'd said dessert beer, then baklava.
I forgot the beer part. So moose caca is fine.
Six degrees of craft beer.
Caca, yeah.
Moose caca.
In the show.
Hispanic, open up.
But baklava is over the line. I'm getting ready for Greek Fest, if you can't.
Opa!
Kopi! Wait, what?
Kopi! Angelo!
Any whales? Any whales? Dave, you got a whale out there looking out?
You know...
So, or beer, whatever.
Whales, it was this one whale. No. Since I told you, I told you guys several times I've been drinking a lot of whiskey. I'm really interested now to try more of a bourbon barrel aged beer. Just because now,
yeah, I heard you, they're starting to become a thing.
No.
I would it's a thing. I would recommend the huge Arker from Anderson Valley.
Anderson Valley, it's good.
The main reason is like my taste has changed, and now that you when I drink the whiskey, you get more of the flavor and you actually appreciate that more. So now to try a bourbon barrel aged beer, I'm wondering how much more I would actually appreciate the complexity and the depth of that. So really any good bourbon barrel aged beer I'm looking out for. As you
all
see.
Right. Cool.
Done.
Cheers. Cheers to some Instagrammers.
Nice.
Oga one nas. OGA1NAS. Jane loves beer. Of course, Lauren.
Loyo
underscore Bruzy. And Pine and Palm.
Oh, yeah.
And Reggie 559.
Soon to be expanding time. Pine and Palm.
Uh-oh. Labs are causing problems with the mic. Dave has become the lab father. Also on Untappd, Paul Ramos.
I thought you were going to say Paul Rudd. And I got
Paul Rudd.
Ant-Man.
Todd Alad. And Sarah H. And on Twitter, Salvador. And D-Lang 55, a.k.a. Daryl. And Soride Suds, a.k.a. Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my God, the labs are fucking...
Tearing this place apart.
Tearing this place down. Jesus Christ.
It's bad. I don't know what it is. Oh, my
God. Poor Jovi, come on.
It's Armageddon.
Wow. There is a errant cracker...
Labageddon.
Joey just wants a Jovi just wants a cracker, goddammit.
Yeah. One cracker.
He was halfway
all he wanted
to you.
Was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. Far from suicidal.
He was halfway to you under the table.
I'm like, damn it, Jovi. Cheers.
Look, kid, if you want a tab, you gotta order something. Cheers to the SD Beer Talk Radio fellas.
Yeah.
They were participating in the $20 challenge.
Oh.
The Perfect Pours $20 challenge.
The $20 challenge series.
Listen to episode 63 if you want to hear what they picked.
All right. Matt?
Yeah, I have a couple. I was at the Spokeasies and the Perfect Pour came up and there was a gentleman by the name of Henry. He was there, and he says that he listens to the show, and he says he enjoys it. So cheers to that fella for
cheers to Henry.
Being craft beer and listen to the show. And then guess who I got to meet?
Who?
XL Peridot, Big Dog.
Oh, no way.
Stu brought his dad down to Tioga.
He came out to Fresno?
Yeah. And so I got to meet him. We got to talk. And he's actually a pretty awesome dude to sit there and have a chat with.
Oh, man.
He is equally awesome and beer informational. He was a cool dude.
Beer information.
And yes, he was wearing a Big Dog branded t-shirt.
I remember Big Dogs.
Right?
So do I.
He's a tall gentleman, so he is worthy of wearing said shirt.
He can wear anything big related.
Yes, but that was a fun, I don't know, it was one of those, I didn't care what was going on around. I just kind of sat there and talked to those guys, and they came down and picked up some barrel-aged midnight variants and kind of spoke good of our brand.
Oh, my.
We kind of just shot the shit. It was good. It was
nice.
Good.
Nice. Any cheers to Mr. Rentalia?
I really just have two. One is for Chew.
Chew for
sending me out that bottle of his glaze that I am very, very anxiously awaiting
around. Man, dude. He needs to open up. He needs to do a YouTube show.
Seriously.
Chew your beer. Do a barbecuing YouTube show. Barbecuing and beer YouTube show.
I'd watch that all day. So thank you. Thank you to Chew. Orale, Holmes.
Orale.
One more time to another, eh?
So.
And then cheers to you, gentlemen, for always making me feel welcome and opening the doors and letting me come in and make a lot of fucking noise and cause problems with Nick. So thank you for that. Baklava.
Moleskin
baklava. And I'm done.
All right. Well, one more beer before we go
A closer beer.
Closer beer. Uh-oh. Oh, bad.
I could smell that from here.
A wrap beer. A closer beer is better.
Is that a car freshener?
I love gold.
It is. Scratch and sniff.
From the Hop Freshener series, the hop concept out of San Diego. This is the orange one, the citrus and piney, 8.5%.
Did you say Pliny?
IPA Pliny. Brewed with orange zest.
Zest.
Russian River and car air fresheners. That's what I heard. Nick, is that a dog?
Oops, he used his big glass.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
Dogs are...
The labs are causing...
Seriously.
Are you hiding...
Labs are supposed to be mellow.
Are you hiding dog treats under the table or what?
It's all the yeast.
Crackers.
Just trying to get those crumbs.
Baklava.
Ooh, from left to right, your podcast dial.
Can I get a gyro?
Stop freshener series.
Like a gyro,
this
please.
This is a true West Coast IPA.
This is the kind of aroma I like.
The aroma.
Your face is an aroma.
I got floaties.
Did you pour too hard? I think you poured too hard.
Yeah, it was a hard pour.
Hard pour.
I tipped that shit upside down.
It's so. My turn chug, for the damn it, chug. Pour.
Yeah.
That's because it wasn't the top pour. I haven't had one of those yet, Nick.
I only got one. You talk to these two princesses over here.
Diva. Paul from Fairfax.
Oh, yeah.
If you
got the top pour.
If you
diva sound effect.
If you pulled your weight around here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you talking to Nick? Okay. Ooh, damn.
Ooh, burn. Damn, girl.
Burn. Well.
Well, it's cold.
Some opinions as we.
It'll do.
The lights are turned on.
It's good. Lights are on, but nobody's home. What?
We've hit the. It's 2 a.m. It's closing time.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Man. Oh, semisonic.
Robert Tito's it is.
This is good. This is one of the this might be my favorite of the Hop Freshener series.
Is this the newest one?
Mm-hmm.
Recently
this
released?
Is a it's most a recent one.
2014 fridge aged.
Ooh. Speaking of, how is our Stone 16th anniversary doing?
Still there?
Doing fine. It's laying fine. It's laying sideways.
Oh, nice. Yes.
In the drawer.
Let's get some cap fermentation.
Yep. It's doing great. Yeah. We're going to ever have that bad beer episode?
One of these days.
Maybe we'll do it for the patrons. By the way, the Golden Gods. Cheers to our Golden Gods on Patreon. If you like us, enjoy us. If you get any value out of the show, make sure to check out our Patreon page. There's links to it in the show notes on our page, perfectpourpod.com, or go to patreon.com/perfectpour. And thank you for being out, hanging out, and always supporting us and talking about us to all your beer friends. Your support means a heck of a lot, and there's no point in doing this if you're not out there listening and supporting. So cheers to everybody listening to Perfect Pour. Have a great week and drinking your craft beer.
Awkward silence.
Something happened.
Hey, really quick. My wife on Untapped is Amanda Rose 55, and I know that because I'm not a bad husband and because I asked her.
Good job. Great job. Have a good, be good husbanding.
What?
That's good husbanding. Husbanding.
Moleskin.
Keep all the, right. Keep the social medias under the table.
It's hard to find.
Tangent.
And I can still hear you. I can't remember the Aerosmith song.